From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Sattlers, that's right. I love this American ride.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to hour one of a Wednesday edition of the Todd Starnes Show. Coast to coast on more than 150 tremendous radio stations streaming live, among other places, at toddstarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein here from News Talk 1540 KXCL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, Iowa, the free state of Iowa. Thank you very much. Our 50,000-watt blowtorch, scorching the heartland with accurate news and reasonable views, and proud to be Iowa's home base for the Todd Starnes Show. Always a privilege to speak to you, Starnes Nation, from the Liberty University studio. You might have heard, if you were with the program yesterday, you might have heard a conversation I had with Todd and Harry Hurley from New Jersey, and apparently it was such a great conversation, Todd said, well, I can't top that, I'm taking the day off. I think it's something like that, or it might be that with that big trip in California that you heard about last week. And so the bottom line is, as we get near Election Day, we have to have our best voices at full strength, full capacity. So Todd is taking today to do some additional show prep as we lead up to the convention. He is scheduled to be back right here with you again tomorrow. And that way we have him at full strength on the home stretch. So that gives me an opportunity to spend the next 3 hours with you. And join us on this coast-to-coast conversation at 901-260-5926, 901-260-5926. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and The Hill, and we'll talk about things that are said on the campaign trail, namely indicting Kamala Harris if Donald Trump is president. We'll talk about it coming up in about 30 minutes. Also on the program today, we'll get an update on how things are going in the presidential race and other races of interest nationally when the chairman of the Republican National Committee, RNC Chairman Michael Whatley, joins us. That's coming up in 1 hour from now. Former Congressman Dave Bratt of Liberty University on the program today as well, as is one half of the tremendous duo Thompson Square. Kiefer Thompson will join us. They have a new collaboration with some of the great names in addition to their own great name. It's called Make America Great Again. You can find it on the YouTube or wherever you get your music these days. And if you promise to listen to the sponsors during the next commercial break, why don't you find that and give it a listen? Because Kiefer Thompson of Thompson Square joins us in hour number three. In and around all that, your calls at 901-260-5926. Joe Biden is already rehearsing his post-presidential phrase of the day, and his phrase of the day is bound to be, I told you so. Now, here's why. Joe, to this moment, believes that he could defeat Donald Trump on November 5th. And as opposed to Kamala Harris and the disastrous run she has had of late, he may well be right that he would have the better chance as opposed to Kamala Harris. And now Joe is on the outside acting like he's very supportive and she was the loyal vice president and she's the heir to his throne and everything is tremendous. That's at the top level. But he keeps saying things that undermine her effort. For example, holding a briefing in the White House press room at the same time, not long ago, that she was having an event. Who paid more attention to her as opposed to him when he had never set foot in the room before? They usually keep him in not the Oval Office, but that studio next door. You remember they built a little mock-up of the Oval Office, and so Joe's whole presidency has been nothing more than a series of TV opportunities. So he upstaged her with that. Then he goes to Mrs. Kennedy's funeral and says to Barack, well, she's not as tough as I am. And Barack, like you would say to your kindly, slightly addled grandfather. Oh, no, no, she's not. Then again, Barry probably does believe that because he has been lackluster on the campaign trail. But then came yesterday. And sometimes they say the quiet part out loud. Sometimes they accidentally speak the truth of what is going on. Donald Trump's this horrible threat to democracy, they said. Can't have Donald Trump stand behind this seal one more time. By the way, Madam Vice President, in case you don't know the protocol, once you're president, you always get to stand behind the seal. So when you got up there barking like Hillary Clinton 8 years ago, how'd that turn out? When you stand up there barking that we cannot let Donald Trump stand behind the presidential seal, sorry, he's got that one for life. And the way you're going, you're proving that he will be able to use it along with Hail to the Chief and the big plane and everything else for 4 more years, God willing. But back to the main point. They let Joe Biden out with a microphone, and he started mumbling about things in the future, and then he uttered this.
This is a guy who also wants to replace every civil servant, every single one. Thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be, if it was the case, to actually physically kill someone who is he believes to be a threat to him. I mean, so I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up.
And then when people started looking a little funny at him for saying that, he then quickly added the phrase, I mean, politically, of course. No, you didn't. Because that's what this lawfare is all about. First of all, Mr. Biden believes in his heart that he was the only person on the planet to defeat Donald Trump, only person who could have done it. And given the job title that he has had in the paycheck for the last 4 years, well, I mean, that's how it's played out. Whether it actually happened, honestly, or not, it's a whole different issue. But the fact is, we are where we are. He still believes he's the only one who could beat Trump now. And if it weren't for his vehement hatred for Donald Trump, he wouldn't have even started the run. Well, then came the palace coup where he was pushed to the side. And so now he's out there saying the things that we all knew. He needs to be locked up. Well, I just mean politically. No, you didn't. Nor did you mean it when you said he needs to be eliminated. Well, I just meant politically. Really? Because a lot of people think that that was carte blanche, that was permission to take murderous action against a former and perhaps future president. The rhetoric of these folks, and this is why it's so important, kindly, grandfatherly, you can't really say that because he ignores one of them. Well, you get the idea. Here's old Joe. Old Joe could have gotten people fired up enough to show up to vote. But instead, what's the headline? Joe Biden says we should lock him up. Now, granted, in the reference leading up to that, old Joe was saying, well, if I'd said this 4 years ago, you would have locked me up, meaning in an institution. But given what they have done to President Trump over this last few years, when they realized, oh my gosh, he's going to run. Really, here's what happened. I mean, once they got Joe installed on January 21st, 2021, they thought, there, we're done with Trump. Trump didn't go away. Well, the American public certainly won't go for him again after the time in office and losing an election. Oh, but wait, they started to. Well, Republicans certainly won't. Yeah, then they did. And now they're sitting there saying, oh my gosh, we got to do something. So they tried all of the bogus lawsuits, and all it did was make him stronger. We may find, and I pray we don't find, that it was a rigged deal. this assassination attempt stuff. But they certainly, certainly engaged in rhetoric to create the atmosphere, at the very least. Well, that didn't work. He just gets stronger. They don't know what to do next because everything they have tried only makes him stronger. Their candidate, their self-appointed candidate, makes an offhand remark about working at McDonald's, can't back it up, so he swoops in and handles the fries and the drive-thru window like an employee of the month, and it drives them crazy because she couldn't pull that off because she doesn't like being with people. And so there's a broad strategy at work. And as Mr. Trump is fond of saying, because it's accurate, they're coming for me because I'm standing up for you. And if they can do it to me, imagine what they can do to you. Look at everything that's going on here. And again, with President Biden saying, we need to lock him up. That may not be code for anything, but it's part of the consistent rhetoric that is beneath the American people. It is beneath those who are campaigning for the highest office in the land. But because they have failed spectacularly over the last 4 years, and I have some data here to prove that if we have time later on, as if you all don't already know. They have failed so spectacularly over the last 4 years, the only thing they have for a closing argument is Trump bad, Orange Man bad. He is a threat to democracy, say the people who engineered an internal coup and then installed the DEI candidate of their choice. Once again, these are people who, when they criticize others loudly, it's to take attention off the fact that they are doing the very same thing, even worse. So do you really think, even if Mr. Trump wins the Electoral College and the popular vote on Election Day, do you think they're just going to say, oh, I guess we'll get him next time? No, this is not a college football game where there's another game next week. These folks are already scheming. And I've talked about this on the radio before. They're already scheming how they can stop Trump from being certified. If he wins in the Electoral College, and we can do the math going into December before it's certified into January, we'll know. They're just beginning. They're not just going to take this lying down. Which is why it is so vitally important for everyone to do the right thing in conjunction with the November 5th election. Don't believe polls. Don't believe feelings. Get out, vote, and take a like-minded friend with you. Because the attitude of the current guy is, we need to lock up the leading candidate, our opposition. Let me check. Yep, still is the United States of America. But not for long if they stay in power. 901-260-5926. Join this coast-to-coast conversation from the Liberty University studio. We'll take your calls in the next segment. Liz Peek after the bottom of the hour. Great to be with you. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. And this is the Todd Starnes Show.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honors our nation's greatest heroes, their sacrifices, and helps our nation to never forget. Mario Nelson was a special man who respected and loved America. Mario joined the National Guard after 9/11. He volunteered to help with the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. Later, Mario and his wife had a daughter. Motivated by his 9/11 experience, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. Sergeant Mario Nelson later deployed to Iraq. Just 2 months shy of coming home, he was killed in action at the age of 26. Thanks to the support of friends like you, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation delivered a mortgage-free home to Mario's wife and daughter. In their darkest hours, that home brought them stability, peace of mind, and a place to call their own. Do good in honor of heroes like Mario, heroes who put their lives on the line for our country, our communities, and the freedoms we all enjoy. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio in this edition of the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today on this Wednesday. We expect he'll be back recharged and ready to go tomorrow. We're ready to go today, 901-260-5926. That's how you can join this coast-to-coast conversation. After the bottom of the hour break, Liz Peek will be along to talk about why Donald Trump is focusing on illegal immigration as opposed to the economy, and why it's probably a good idea. Now, granted, you can walk and chew gum at the same time, and Trump can weave all of this into the campaign appearances, but there are some folks who don't understand why is he focusing on this topic, and Liz Peek will explain coming up in just a few moments. In the last segment, I was talking about how bitter Joe Biden has become about everything, because he isn't the one running, and he thinks that he could defeat Donald Trump. Well, the thing that we have to remember is that who's surprised at this? Raise your hands, America, if you're surprised that Kamala Harris is falling apart on the campaign trail. That's because she has always been an awful candidate. Now, I'm sitting here in the free state of Iowa. This is where, prior to the Democrat shenanigans this cycle, this is where the presidential process begins. And in 2019, the run-up to 2020, she had Joe Biden for lunch during that debate and then frittered it all away. She had tons of money. She frittered it all away. Her campaign staff couldn't shoot straight, figuratively, probably not literally either. But she would go to places in Iowa with a higher urban minority population. This should have been wheelhouse. She could not connect with them in any way, shape, manner, or form. The campaign was an absolute disaster because the candidate is not likable. And you see it in the personal appearances. You see it in the exchanges with journalists or people who are conducting interviews. Most of them are not actually journalists. So this is not a surprise that she's not doing well relating to people. And it would be different if Biden was a wildly successful president with 70% approval ratings, a great economy, etc., and he's handing it over to her voluntarily as opposed to as the product of a coup. She's not likable. She doesn't have the skill set to engage one-on-one with human beings. Look, I'm a miserable human being. Let's face it. I don't have friends. I don't really care for people. I love talking into this tin can and connecting with you all on the phone and everything. But, it's not like I'm working a crowd, but I'm also not running for office. And that's a huge thing. When you think about, and let's not make too much of the Mickey D stop over the weekend, except they handed him the issue, and he took it on masterfully. He didn't have to act like he was interested. He didn't have to stand back, dressed up in the costume, and let the actual employees do what it is that they would do to prepare the meal. He just took off his suit coat, kind of tossed it aside, and said, "All right, let's go. Give me my apron." And he genuinely was interested in what was going on. He's asking the employees questions. He's learning about what they do because it's something that is actually curious. I mean, he's curious about it. He eats the food. Now he got to see how it was made. Now he got to prepare the food. Just imagine her at this point in her life. Let's assume she did work at McDonald's. She didn't, but let's assume that she did. Can you imagine her stepping into that role at any point, and being able to convey that sense of interest and belonging that he did? So just look at that alone and say, who would you rather have taking care of your economy and safety for the next 4 years? More from the Liberty University studio. Liz Peek joins us after this break. Jeff Stein in for Todd on the Todd Starnes Show.
I'm excited to introduce you to Kalshi, the first legal exchange where you can trade on the outcome of real-world events. Now, Kalshi recently got approval to list markets on the upcoming election, making it the first legal platform in 100 years where you can trade on election results. With Kalshi, you can trade on key political events like who will win the presidential election, control of the House and Senate, and even swing state outcomes. Right now, for example, markets are showing a close 50-50 split between major candidates, meaning you could double your money if you predict the winner. Now, Kalshi has already facilitated over $1 billion in trades, providing a secure and regulated space for people like you to profit from your predictions. And the best part? Well, the election markets are live and ready for trading right now. To get started, sign up using my exclusive link, Kalshi.com/Starnes. That's KALSHI.com/Starnes. And the first 500 people who deposit $50 get an extra $20 credit to trade. Don't miss out. Sign up today and start trading on what you know.
Welcome back to the Liberty University Studio and the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today, 901-260-5926. We'll take your calls in the next segment, but now let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It's our privilege to spend the next 10 minutes or so speaking with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, columnist for The Hill, Fox News, other outlets. LizPeek.com is the website. Liz, Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Thank you for taking the time.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Your most recent column talked about Donald Trump and his focus on illegal immigration. Lots of folks are saying, hey, look, the economy is so bad, kitchen table issues, that's what you should hammer on. But we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And this issue of illegal immigration really transcends so many of the other issues, does it not?
Well, that's exactly right. It kind of has a lot to say about why our blue cities in particular, but also many towns and around the country, are struggling to feed and house and provide education and medical care for all these migrants who have now basically gone, coast to coast. So every town, every state is a border state all of a sudden. A lot of these towns and localities and cities are, like where I live, New York City, experiencing spikes in crime related to Venezuelan gangs coming in and others that have come into the country illegally. So it certainly transcends a lot of issues. But to my columnist point, I mean, it really, the New York Times, I think, is very eager for Donald Trump to stop attacking Kamala Harris on the border and on illegal immigration. There are a lot of reasons why I think that makes sense from them. But from his point of view, first of all, I trust Donald Trump's political instincts more than I trust the New York Times to tell him what to do. But also, there are really a couple of reasons why I think this is a reasonable thing for him to focus on right now. One is, this is not an act of God. The Biden administration did this. They opened the borders. They purposely allowed tens of millions of people to come into our country illegally, a great majority of whom are still here. And that is illegal. It was not an accident. They clearly did it on purpose because they think over time those people will become Democrat voters. Obviously, the big joke on the Democrats is a lot of these people, a lot of the Hispanics already in this country are furious about this. They even support deporting these people because it is their neighborhoods that are being trashed and where crime is really rising and so forth. That are affected. My neighborhood isn't so much being, mobbed by a lot of illegal people living on the streets and so forth. But in the Hispanic communities, they're really seeing this day to day. They know that they are taking work away from low-wage Americans. That's a big issue for them. But it's also, believe me, crime and public safety, because I hear it from people in New York, Hispanics all the time. The other big thing for Donald Trump is, Kamala Harris isn't really associated with a whole lot of tasks that the White House gave her. She hasn't accomplished anything, but the one that was really visible and talked about and she was known for was being the border czar. And, of course, they're running away from that now. But Americans are aware that even the liberal news organizations called her that. They expected her to do something about illegal immigration, and instead she did nothing. So it's a little bit on her watch, and she's associated with this personally, so I think that's very potent. And finally, something no one's talking about, if she gets four more years in the White House, are they going to open the border again? I mean, is this going to go on again? Right now, they've put in some measures that at least make it look like there are fewer people coming into the country illegally every day. But what if she gets the Oval Office? I mean, are we just going to revert to throwing the doors wide open? Because I got to tell you, a lot of Americans just think that is totally wrong. So on every front, I think this is a very powerful argument for Donald Trump.
One of the things that, and you talked about the Hispanics who are here in this country legally, who came here, worked the system as it should be done so that they can have a better life. There has got to be a lot of resentment that they did things the right way, and they're seeing these folks come in illegally, doing everything the wrong way, and they're being rewarded for it. The tin ear of the Democrats to not understand that they would lose some of that Hispanic base through the other action. I mean, I don't trust them to run anything if they can't figure that part out.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? I was over at Fox News this morning. A bunch of us were sitting around. I was saying, who thought this up? Who thought that this was a good idea? Because they had a pretty sizable majority of Hispanic voters in their column, right? So this was risking, and I thought obviously risking some of that vote. And so now they're all kind of flapping around trying to figure out what went wrong with the Hispanic community. And, you know, when I listen to ABC News, which I rarely do, or CNN try and explain it, it all has to do with the economy and maybe traditional values. And it's true, a lot of Hispanics are Catholic, and they don't really love, like, the transgender excitement on the left. But they are also annoyed as heck that they, as you say, spent years in some cases achieving a green card status or resident status or whatever. And now these, by the way, it isn't just like migrants come to New York and they're put up in hotels for free. They are given free food. They are crowding out in some cities and towns around the country where they don't speak English or they don't speak Spanish. They're also crowding out the schools because all of a sudden schools are having to spend money and attention and time on kids who don't speak English. It's really kind of almost, and by the way, in New York, they also get like credit cards. They get debit cards for free and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's really insane. And here's the thing. Americans are just not this stupid. We kind of get it. We just get that this is a really politically motivated thing that they're doing that is not good for the country.
Couple of more minutes with Liz Peek on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line on the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Shifting just a bit, if in fact the Democrats win or are declared the winners of the presidential election, what impact do you think that will have on the markets and the economy generally?
Yeah, it's a good question because there have been a few periods now where Trump was gaining in the polls and the markets went up, and there was, and you could also look at kind of what groups were doing well. There was the so-called Trump trade, and you know, you've seen banks do well because the expectation is they'll be somewhat less tightly regulated. Oil companies did well for a while, and particularly producers, because the idea is that they'll be taxed less aggressively and so forth. Now, I think we're in earnings season, so now I think the markets are looking more at sort of individual companies and, you know, how they're doing and what their results look like. In general, I think Trump is good for markets. I think deregulation, lower taxes. I literally laughed out loud this morning looking at the front page of the Financial Times, which had, you know, alarms being rung about a Trump administration, tariffs going to drive up inflation, blah, blah, blah. I mean, does anyone stop and think what a $5 trillion tax increase looks like and how it will be if taxes go up on not only a lot of individuals in our country, but also corporations? That does not augur well for the economy. So I really do believe that lower taxes, lighter regulation are good for the economy, good for growth. There are going to be some speed bumps ahead, though, I'll tell you, because federal spending is out of control. At some point, it's going to have to be reined in, and that's going to be difficult for whoever is in the Oval Office.
You can read the most recent column on immigration or any of the past columns at lizpeek.com. Always a privilege. Great conversation. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll talk again soon.
I look forward to that. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor. She writes for The Hill and Fox News and The New Piece at foxnews.com, but also her website, lizpeek.com, identifying in great detail those three reasons why Trump's plan to tag Harris about illegal immigration is good strategy. And Liz Peek joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, the First Amendment is under attack, and you can help protect your constitutional rights in a variety of ways, but here's one very simple one. How about using your cell phone? No, I don't mean calling someone, and although you could do that, but I'm talking about using a cell phone provider, a cell service that is a patriotic one. Right there in the name, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They always support freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And this show is a proud partner with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage. That means you get access to all three major networks, so you get the same coverage you've been used to, but you're not funding the left. Remember, you always had to look in the past about who owned what cell tower so that you could see if the coverage was good in your area. Yeah, these things now just go back and forth, and they're all using the same towers. So why not use a company that cares about you and believes in the things you believe in, your values? You know, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support organizations like First Liberty, Alliance Defending Freedom, Concerned Women for America, and so many more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team, thank you very much, makes switching easy. You can keep your number if you want. You can keep your phone if you want, or you can switch. Their team is concerned with helping you find the best plan for your needs. It's not based on what's best for them. It's what's best for you. And it's very easy to make the switch. Not long ago, we did it on the air. I mean, I fired up the webpage and talked through. You click here, click here. Oh, look, I can make my switch by hitting this button. It's that easy. You start by going to patriotmobile.com/Todd. PatriotMobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. And by the way, free activation. Hello, my favorite four-letter word, free activation, when you use the offer code Todd. So make the switch today. It's PatriotMobile.com/Todd, PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. And guests on the Todd Starnes Show come to us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. 901-260-5926. That's how you can join this coast-to-coast conversation from the Liberty University studio. In our next hour, we'll lead off with the chairman of the RNC, Michael Whatley. What would you like to hear from him? Call and let me know. I'll make notes and we'll ask your questions. When Mr. Whatley joins us in about 20 minutes, call now, 901-260-5926. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Wednesday, 901-260-5926. That's how you can join this coast-to-coast conversation. Suggest questions for our guest at the top of the hour, the chairman of the RNC, Michael Whatley. And we'll talk about whatever's on your mind. 901-260-5926. Also, in our next hour, former Congressman Dave Bratt, now with Liberty University. He'll be along on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, one of the things that Liz Peek said in the last segment well, anything she says makes great sense, but this really made sense. Yes, the economy is a huge thing, right? Inflation during the Biden-Harris years, 20.5%. By the way, during the Trump administration, inflation for 4 years was 7.3% cumulative. It's three times higher. Inflation is three times higher under Biden-Harris than it was under Trump. And those prices don't go down. And so we know how bad it is. We know that our wages have not kept up with that. How many of you got a 20% pay raise over the past 4 years? Combined, 20%. Anybody? Anybody? No, I didn't think so. So we know we are doing worse tangibly, financially. We know how hard it is to just go to the grocery store and feel like, really, I paid that much and I got two sacks. But there's a greater unrest, and this is what she was talking about that Mr. Trump has keyed into. It's a sense of security and safety. If you see the video of those folks crossing the border, if you hear the stories about those who are in our country illegally, committing crimes, rape, murder, etc., preying upon women in this country. You hear the stories of folks coming in, not just from Mexico or Central America or South America, you know, the direct pipeline. They're coming from all over the world because the southern border, northern to a lesser extent, but the southern border is wide open and porous. It's unchecked. They're coming in from all sorts of nations and gathering in this country. Do you think that's simply to have a good time or a block party? No. The danger, and I'm not trying to spread fear, it's just a fact. The danger of some of these folks coming in illegally, gathering together, prearranged in advance, in certain parts of the country, or gathering at a certain time to commit a terror attack on our nation, do you really think that's far-fetched? No. We thought we had a pretty good system, and then 9/11 happened. 23 years later, we have learned nothing. Not only have we learned nothing, the current administration is actively allowing and encouraging people to come in illegally. Now, people don't like when you say, well, they're illegals.
Well, no human is illegal. Don't say that.
Okay. They're lawbreakers. What would you call them? Criminals? All right, I'll go with criminals. We have criminals spilling across the border, setting up shop across the country, taking resources that our citizens who are here legally, either by birth or immigration, need. And they pose a risk of terror to our nation. Why in the world would you allow that to happen if you loved your country? So we can all see that. We know tangibly that we're not keeping up financially. But we know in our heart, we know in our bones, that something is afoot, something is not right. And the America we grew up with, the America we thought we knew, is at risk of being taken from us. I'm not going to say is at risk of slipping away. It's being taken from us. And that's why this election is so important, not just for president, but for Congress. Do you really want Donald Trump to have to deal with a Democrat House and a Democrat Senate? The House will vote to impeach by President's Day. Little nice little touch of irony there. And they'll have him thrown out in a trial by the time the cherry blossoms bloom. Now, that will leave President J.D. Vance, and I'm not sure they want to deal with that. But the point is, the man needs to be in office. The man needs a team. And it needs all of us to do what we can, and that is vote, yes. There's all this talk about early voting. I don't like that. Because here's the key. The point of early voting is so that then you can grow the pie, because now you can get more people to come out. So you can't just vote early. You got to do the second part, or else it's a push. And I'll talk about that more coming up. RNC Chair Michael Whatley joins us after the top of the hour. Thanks for being along. I'm Jeff Stein in for Todd, and this is the Todd Stern Show.
In a world where healthcare costs spiral out of control, ShareRight emerges as the beacon of hope, offering healthcare done the right way. We understand the struggle of balancing health and finances. That's why ShareRight fosters a community of support, where members share medical expenses and encourage one another. Picture saving 30 to 50% on your healthcare bills. With ShareRight, it's not just a dream, it's reality, but it's more than just savings. ShareRight grants you the access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, don't settle for outdated insurance. Join the ShareRight movement and experience healthcare done the right way. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to hour two of a Wednesday edition of the Todd Stern Show, coast to coast on more than 150 tremendous radio stations, and streaming live, among other places, at toddstarns.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today, coming to you from my home base in the free state of Iowa. News Talk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids and Waterloo, the 50,000-watt blowtorch scorching the heartland with accurate news and reasonable views. Todd is taking a day to get ready for the home stretch. He is active on the Twitter machine. He's been active on the LinkedIn, the other social media platforms. He's getting ready because we need all the good conservative voices at full strength as we come down to the last 10 days or thereabouts until Election Day, 2 weeks from yesterday. And now, every state in the union, I believe, has early voting. I'm not a fan. I think Election Day is when you go vote, but I also understand that you need a little broader parameter. A lot of folks, we're seeing some record numbers of folks who are voting early. It's happening in my home state of Iowa, and we limited the window not long ago. It used to be you had 40 days to cast that ballot in an early voting situation. We're now down to 20. And guess what? Shorter period of time, more people are voting. What do you know? Because when you have an election day and a little bit of time around it in advance, people are paying attention as opposed to the election season that starts in the summertime when you should be hanging out at the beach or a campground. The one thing, and I said this just before the top of the hour, the one thing that is of concern to me is if so many good Republicans who are used to voting on Election Day now shift and vote early, that's fine, that's great. But you have to make sure you're growing the pool of voters. In other words, we can't just say, well, there, everybody got in early, but we don't have more people to go to the polls. The idea of voting early is you, quote, bank your vote. Okay, you're in, Bessie, you're in, Fred, that's great. But now we've got time for you to bring others along with. Because if everybody just simply shifts and votes early and they don't show up in sizable numbers on Election Day as well, well, are you really going to swamp them? Are you really going to make this too big to rig? That's one of the concerns I have. We place a lot of emphasis on this early voting, And that's fine. People who run campaigns, who run political parties can explain why that's a great thing. I'm just concerned that you're not doing the other half of it. So, for example, in my state, we have same-day voter registration. Some states, the voter registration has already, the deadline has already passed. Okay, but what are you doing besides voting? And it's one thing to have a yard sign out. That's a nice thing. It's one thing to give money. That's always appreciated, I trust, by the campaigns, at least the honest ones. But what are you doing to actually bring somebody to the polling place? I will tell you, I'm just going to guess that there are a lot of folks out there that you know who don't vote. You just need to flat out ask them, are you voting? How can I help you get there? Now, that's just my idea. Michael Whatley is chair of the Republican National Committee, the RNC. He probably has other ideas. Mr. Whatley joins us now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Mr. Whatley, Jeff Stein filling in for Todd, coming to you from the great state of Iowa. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and it is really good to be on with you and have a chance to talk to you and your listeners.
So I am very happy to be living in a state where we have voter ID, paper ballots, a limited window for early voting, et cetera. The rest of the country, there are some trouble spots. How do you feel about how things are positioned in this early voting cycle as we talk to the country on October 23rd?
You know, as we're looking at it from 13 days out, I really like where we are. You know, the president has been very clear this cycle. It's great if you want to vote early. It's great if you want to vote by mail. It's great if you want to vote on election day. The key is you got to make a plan and you got to execute your plan and deliver your vote. And we are seeing in states like North Carolina and Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Nevada, great turnout for the early voting among Republicans. We are seeing a great turnout, you know, in terms of absentee ballot requests. We're also seeing that Democrats are not turning out to the level that they did in 2016 or in 2020. So all in all, we feel like we're in a pretty good position for this. We know 50% of the votes are going to be cast this cycle before Election Day. And what we did was we kind of stepped back and said, okay, if that's going to be the case, how do we respond? Because I don't want voters going and voting if they're not informed voters. So how do we inform the voters? How do we talk to them before they go vote if they're going to be starting early? So we've developed, you know, very specific state plans in every single state that talks to the voters before they can vote by mail, before they can go vote in person, and we'll continue that drumbeat throughout the early voting. And I think you hit on an extremely important point, which is the conversations that we've got to have with people that we know that they'll vote the right way if they vote, but they haven't voted in 2 years or 4 years or 6 years. We need to dynamite them off the couch and let them know how important this election cycle is. And that really is going to come down to your listeners going and having those ultra critical 5-minute conversations with people about the election.
I really think that many Americans, if not most, we kind of, when we meet someone, and maybe it's just someone who comes to do work at our house, you kind of feel them out to see if this is a topic that's okay to go down the road on, right? And so when you realize that you're talking to a kindred spirit, this is no time to be shy about making sure that they don't just believe the right thing, that they actually show up.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, these are conversations that you have to have with somebody you know and somebody you trust, right? I mean, we spend a lot of time bringing in 23, 24-year-old kids from California or Texas or Florida and putting them into the battleground states, you know, to knock on doors. But there is no substitute for a conversation with somebody that you know and you trust. And so the place to have these conversations are with your friends and with your family members, your colleagues, your coworkers, you know, people you go to church with, that you already have a bond with them, and you can just say, hey, have you voted? Are you going to go vote? Do you know how you're going to vote? And have a conversation on it, because they're going to trust you. They're going to listen to you. And when you say, hey, this is why this election matters, right? Because we need a strong country. We need a strong southern border. We need a strong economy. We need to make sure as a country we can protect our interests and our allies around the world. You're going to see people's heads nod. And when you say, you know, in a state like Pennsylvania, that's going to be decided by less than a point, when you North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, you know, these other states, you know, it's going to come down to tens of thousands of votes, and it's one conversation at a time. Really, really important. And that's what we're doing. I'm driving across Michigan right now. We were in Grand Rapids this morning. We're going to be in Lansing this afternoon. I was in Wisconsin yesterday. I was in North Carolina the day before that. And what we're doing is talking to groups of volunteers, 10, 50, 100 volunteers at a time, and telling them, go have these five-minute conversations. Go knock on these doors. Go talk to people in your community and tell them, you know, and talk to them about the issues that they care about, right? We talk about gun owners don't always go vote. Well, we need gun owners to go vote because this election is really going to matter. We talk about the faith community, and they have really got to go out and turn out, because that community right now has never seen a bigger divide between two candidates in the future of this country. And we talk about these battleground states, you know, people who work for small companies, people who own small companies, who work for manufacturing companies, who work in the energy sector. You know, all of these different pockets of conversations that we can have, but you're going to listen to somebody that is from your community, and that's really going to make a big difference.
Chairman of the RNC, Michael Whatley, joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. There are folks who have great questions about 2020. And those folks are saying, what's different in 2024? How do we make sure we have confidence in the vote? And my station's poll question of the day, which folks can find at the show page at toddstarnes.com, we're asking people, do you feel confident in the results? What can you, as chair of the RNC, say to listeners of this program and voters that steps are in place to make sure that this is going to be a result that we can trust?
This is my number one priority. This is Donald Trump's number one priority. When Laura Trump and I were elected, me to be the chair and her as the co-chair, about 6 months ago, the number one thing that we did was we built the first ever national election integrity program at the RNC. We have worked with every single state party to set up individualized programs within every state. We have set up a legal program. I've actually filed 130 lawsuits across the country already in 26 different states to make sure that we're going to have the right rules of the road in place. You know, we want the states to enforce the law that only American citizens can vote. We want voter ID. We want to make sure that the states are cleaning up their voter rolls. We want to make sure for states that have a mail-in balloting that, that you know, there are basic protections in place for those. So we've been very, very aggressive before the voting started to make sure that we have the right rules of the road in place. Then we set up a national program to make sure we're going to be in the room. It is absolutely critical for us to be in the room anytime a vote is cast or counted. We said we were going to recruit 100,000 volunteers to sign up and work as poll observers across the country, and people scoffed. Well, as of this week, we have 230,000 people who have signed up who are going through trainings right now, and we're going to be deploying them as poll workers and poll observers to be in the room when the votes are being cast and counted. It is a critical question that you ask. It is so absolutely important, because if we have 1% of registered Republicans feel like their vote's not going to count, if they feel like the cheating is going to take their vote away, and they say, you know what, I'm not going to go vote, and they stay home, what does that guarantee? Guarantees we will lose. We absolutely have to have confidence in the system, and we have to have everybody going out there and casting those votes.
How do you feel, Mr. Chairman, about the prospect for the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate?
Very, very upbeat. You know, you think about the Senate, we're going to win West Virginia. You know, Joe Manchin saw the writing on the wall, didn't even run for reelect. We feel great that Governor Justice is going to be able to get across the line there. Montana, we're running about 8 points ahead right now. We're seeing a very nice lead for Bernie Moreno down in Ohio. We're starting to see leads that are developing in places like Wisconsin, where I was yesterday, Michigan, where I am today, over in Pennsylvania. So we feel very confident that we're going to be able to flip that Senate. And then when it comes to really, truly expanding our majority in the House, a lot of that is going to be tied to the results of Donald Trump. We know that there are a lot of districts where people will turn out for the president. They'll vote all the way down the ticket because that's what we need them to do. And they'll be able to get those congressional seats across the line. You know, we've got a lot of ones and twos that we're fighting over. We're trying to pick up a couple seats in, you know, states like Michigan and Ohio. We're going to pick up a couple seats in Texas and Florida. You know, right now in New York and California, we've got 9 seats between those two states where Republicans hold the seat, but Joe Biden won by 5 or more points back in 2020. We need to hold those seats. North Carolina, my home state, we had redistricting. I fully expect we're going to pick up 4 seats. So we're in a really good position to be able to expand that majority. We're just going to need everybody to go out, and we're going to need them to not just vote for Donald Trump, but go all the way down the ticket.
Exit question for RNC Chair Michael Whatley on the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Stein filling in, and you may have just answered it, but I was going to say, what do you say to this radio audience less than 2 weeks before Election Day? What's the closing comment, the closing message that you would give to them that they should just have repeating in their heads between now and November 5th?
Do you want America to be a strong country or not? Do you want your state to be strong? Do you want your community to be strong? Because if you want a strong country, then you need to support a president and a party that are going to rebuild our southern border, restore our economy, and ensure that we are strong enough across the world to protect our interests and our allies. There is only one candidate in this race for president right now who's even fighting for that kind of strength, who is standing up every single day and saying, I am going to make America strong again. I'm going to make America wealthy again. I'm going to make America safe again. And most importantly, we're going to make America great again. And so when you look at the race based on the issues that are going to affect your family and your community, then you're going to want to vote Republican. But it's not enough to vote. You have got to go out and have that conversation with 10 other people and make sure that they commit to vote. Because if your listeners, if Todd's listeners, are going to go out there and be that force multiplier and have those conversations, then we are absolutely going to be able to win this thing.
Mr. Whatley, great privilege to speak with you. Thanks so much for the time. And I tell you, keep up the good work, but I don't think you have an option, right? It's full steam ahead, sir.
We are absolutely full steam ahead. 13 days, extremely excited about where we are right now in this election. Donald Trump is hitting his marks, and we really feel like we're in a position to carry the day on November 5th.
Mr. Whatley, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jeff.
RNC Chair Michael Whatley joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line on the Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University Studio. 901-260-5926. That's how you can join the conversation. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, former Congressman, now with Liberty University, Dave Bratt, for his regular chat with Starnes Nation. You know, all I can tell you is it looks good, as the chairman said, but if you think this is any time to let up, whew. You've seen what's happened before. Do not let those with shenanigans win. All right. You know the phone number, 901-260-5926. Short break now. Your call's on the other side. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available. And it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Well,
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. 901-260-5926. We'll have time for your calls before the end of this hour. Coming up just after the bottom of the hour, regular guest on the program with Liberty University, former Congressman Dave Bratt. We're going to talk a bit about business and some of these companies that they just went so far woke they can't recover even during pumpkin spice season. And by the way, I'm just going to be as honest with you as I possibly can. I always am. I don't get it. I don't get the pumpkin spice thing. Pumpkin this, pumpkin that, pumpkin. I don't care. Pumpkins are the things you get and you carve stupid faces in and put on the front porch. I don't need it in every bit of my food. There, I feel better. More from the Liberty University studio after this short break. Jeff Stein in for Todd. Thanks for being along on this edition of the Todd Starn Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio at the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. 901-260-5926. Phil, Frank, I see you on the phone lines. Please hold because I do want to get to each of you and all the rest of you who call in. But now let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and speak with Dave Bratt. Dr. Bratt is an economist, senior vice president for business relations at Liberty University, and a former representative from Virginia. Congressman, thanks so much for taking the time. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
So I want to talk a little bit about the economic side of your background. So not far from where I grew up or where I live, it's a town of, 9,000 people, and they put up a Starbucks, and I thought to myself, there is no way that this is going to make it, and I'll be darned, I've misread the room because the line down the street is unbelievable. I don't get this pumpkin spice latte thing, and apparently, I'm just not going to drink their stuff on a good day, but they're having some problems, are they not?
Yeah, no, I mean, they are stunning. I mean, they nailed it with the market. But now all these Fortune 500 firms are going woke and they're having issues, not paying attention to who their customer is and who the American people are. And if you ask them about a populist revolution going on and a realignment of politics, they wouldn't know what they're talking about because they're from Seattle. But, yeah, no, that's just one great example. And it is a bit stunning, too, right? The young people, I mean, $6 a day or whatever everybody is doing, right, when their credit cards are maxed out and the interest rate now is at the highest it's ever been. I think the average credit card rate now is 23% interest, and they're maxed out on top of it. And the young generation can't afford apartments and houses, so they're kind of substituting, a little bit of luxury in their life, which is understandable, but I'd rather they voted to have economic growth again, get a responsible, economic policy in place in this country coming up here soon.
And I was making reference to the fact that Starbucks had a rather lackluster quarterly report. Is there anything else that it could be attributed to other than go woke, go broke? Because, again, that they've had some hard times in the last few years through mismanagement, but Again, if you're Starbucks and you can't score during as the kids call it PSL season, you can't score.
Yeah, well, retail luxury retail is down in general, so that's another factor, right? Go broke, that's it. But we may be coming to the end, right? Across the country, if you look at the political map, it's all red, right? The coasts are blue. But the red section, the Midwest and all that, is probably in a recession. We're for sure in a manufacturing recession, right? And so a lot of folks aren't making what they used to. Inflation is 25% in total over the past 4 to 5 years. 25% prices up, and they've never come down. And so all of that, plus the credit card interest rate, and they're maxed out on credit, and the price of real estate and renting, all of it's coming together right now. I just did a news hit on a chart. Everyone needs to go Google the Warren Buffett Index, right? The stock market is 30 to 40% overpriced, and Warren Buffett has moved his cash position from $100 billion to $300 billion in cash while the stock market's going up. So why does he do that? Because he knows a crash is coming. He always goes big in cash. He did it, 30 years ago. He did it before the 2007-2009 financial crisis and collapse. And then he takes all that cash and buys all the stocks when they're half price. And so that's a hint to everybody. He's a pretty smart dude.
Yeah, it's worked out pretty well for him. Former Congressman Dave Pratt of Liberty University joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line on the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Well, looking at these numbers, the real average wage growth during the Trump years was 7.7%. That's all right.
Yeah.
Well, during the Biden-Harris administration, it's gone down 2.4%. That's a swing of 10% in a four-year period.
Yep, and no one knows it because they don't teach financial literacy or business economics, and the mainstream media doesn't let any of that out. And the elite at the Federal Reserve and all that, they constructed the inflation, right? They, after 2007-2008, right, they printed too much money in 2004-2005. They get a bubble in 2007-2008 in the real estate, and then the market crashes. And then you would think, okay, well, they learned their lesson. Nope. After COVID, right, they got up to printing $9 trillion on the balance sheet of the Fed. It's still $7.5 trillion in cash, M2 money. And so that is explosive for inflation. And we're just all paying the price for this, but no one knows it because we haven't educated the country. And, the pastors are at fault here somewhat, right? They've just over-spiritualized every compartment of our life, right? Jesus mentioned the business and economics more than any other thing. The Old Testament is full of parables about the economy and business, et cetera. And we're not doing the job anymore. And then it's just, I think we're going to turn the corner here and get lucky in this election just because there's so much energy in the economy so bad. But it shouldn't take that.
Well, speaking of the election, the person who currently holds the office has an idea of what should happen to his predecessor. Dylan, if you would, please. The Biden cut.
This is the guy who also wants to replace every civil servant, every single one. Thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be, if it was the case, to actually physically kill someone who he believes would be a threat to him. I mean, so I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up.
Now, he then said, politically, of course, I mean, I think he said the quiet part out loud, didn't he, Congressman Brandt?
Yeah, and the recovery line was no better. How else are you going to lock someone up except politically? That's what his Justice Department has been doing, right? Peter Navarro went to jail for 4 months for not complying with a illegally, unethically set up Pelosi committee on J6 that didn't have any minority members or counsel, right? Except for two folks that are now running on the Democrat ticket. And that Bannon's still in jail. Bannon gets out next week. He was the architect of the 16 election for Trump that won. And then he was a chief strategist in the West Wing of the White House. And he's in jail. And Trump had so much lawfare against him. And that these guys critique the small government party for being a fascist. If we had our way, we'd have a small government in 50 state experiments where this could never happen again. Right? It's just absurd gaslighting. But they know how to do it. They've been playing this way for 20 or 30 years, but now they're pedal to the metal.
And it's sort of an arrogance, even. I mean, Biden, I'm not sure we can trust that he could recall the statement, but, I mean, there's just this arrogance of we know we're doing it, you know we're doing it, and we're going to just put a thumb in the eye of the Constitution.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, there's just been a whole host, right? I mean, the Steele dossier, you had 51 national intelligence higher-ups sign their name to a false Russia hoax. Nothing's ever been done on that. The Hunter Biden laptop, Burisma, there's $20 billion worth of oil contracts flowing through Ukraine, linked through Burisma and other entities, and then $30 million of China money flowing into the Biden family. We have receipts. These are all facts. And yet our Republicans in Congress and the Senate aren't doing anything about that. And so if you don't enforce the law loses its weight. And, you know, that's what this election's about in some respect. But even after that, will our folks act and enforce the law? And I mean on everybody. If our side breaks the law, sorry, you're going to the clink, too. It's really a scary time. And you're right. Arrogance is the key word.
You know, one of the things that it used to be in an earlier time, that if one side sort of pulled one over on the other, in a stunt or a campaign move or a good line, you gave credit. I mean, I remember the Reagan-Mondale debate where Reagan said he was not going to make an issue of Mondale's youth and inexperience, and even Mondale's laughing, you know, because you can't beat that.
Yeah.
So here's Trump running the fry counter and the drive-through at McDonald's, actually connecting with people. It's such a tremendous moment for a public official. Yeah. And the Democrats' heads explode. They can't even give credit where credit is due that, as I said yesterday on the program, they got pantsed and had their lunch money stolen from them.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. And, you know, Trump just has a unique capability of doing that. And, he, you know, like when he faced down the top 20 guys at NATO on this world stage, right, turned around to them and told them, you know, you're all going to pay the bill. He's unique in that way. And then 2 weeks ago, we found out that Zuckerberg was pressured by the federal government. And we know that because Zuckerberg wrote a letter saying that to Jim Jordan, I think, in the Congress. Right. So the deep state put huge pressure, threatened to take all of his advertisers away from Facebook, crushed them. I think $60 billion, I've heard reported, of pain to Zuckerberg. He waved the white flag. And so, you know, if that's what they can do to Zuckerberg, he's a two-digit billionaire, right? And then there's only about one three-digit billionaire, and that's, you know, Elon. And so, you know, if that's what they can do to those folks, imagine what they could do to you, right? And so the rule of law is supposed to be blind and equal, and doesn't matter who you are. And so all political views are my own, but, you know, thank God that President Trump is showing the world what's at stake here, because if he goes down, Elon Musk is on stage the other day joking and cracking up that they're going to put me in jail. He says, I'm taking bets on it. He says, I'm taking bets on how long I stay in jail if the other side wins. And so, you know, that's unheard of in American political history. It's just unheard of.
How do you feel about November 5th broadly? As our exit question for former Congressman Dave Brat, how do you feel about things now just under 2 weeks away?
Yeah, well, I get the sense, I've been talking to a ton of people across, and the energy seems to be going in the right direction. And so I'm feeling pretty good, but, you know, we just got to be diligent, and everybody needs to keep their eye on the ball. And, you know, if we can end all this political gaslighting, if you just make our elections safer, use the paper backup, right, so you can, you know, check each side there, to be fair, and then compare that to the voter rolls. And anyone that's against that there. Right? And so that's my concluding idea. It's just like, it's very simple. You just use the machines and a paper ballot and compare it with voter rolls to make sure everyone's legal and all the votes are good. And then the last argument explodes away. Bye-bye. And so that's what we got to do. After this election, we've got to make sure that's the new process. And the election day ends on election day as well.
Oh, amen to that. I am a big fan of election day. And here where I live in Iowa, voter ID, paper ballots, the deputy sheriff takes the ballots to the courthouse. You've got good chain of custody. And I don't know why this is so hard. Dave Bratt, yep. What a great privilege to speak with you, filling in for Todd today. Take good care of things at Liberty University. And Todd will talk to you soon.
Will do. Great job. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Dave Bratt, Senior Vice President for Business Relations at that tremendous institution, Liberty University, former congressman, of course, and he joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, 901-260-5926. If you're holding, stay there. If you dropped off, call back. And if now's the time for you to make the call, because we'll take calls the rest of the hour after this break. Again, 901-260-5926. It's Jeff Stein filling in for Todd, and this is the Todd Starn Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I'm 83 years old, and it has helped me.
Everything was okay. I feel better. I just turned 90, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing great. You know, some guys tell me, oh, that's psychological, man. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care what it is. It's working.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Starn Show, 901-260-5926. That's how you can join the conversation. And that's the number that Frank used to call in from North Carolina, where he listens to the Starn Show on the talk station. Frank, thanks for taking the time. Jeff Stein on this end. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is just a quick question. Yeah. All my buddies think I'm totally nuts. But I just read something the other day where Biden's executive order was approved for something called digital currency. And they're going to do it away with the American greenback. And there will be no more yard selling without paying taxes on it, that sort of thing. Is there any truth to this, or are the guys right? I'm nuts.
Well, I don't think you're nuts. I'm not aware of an executive order to that effect. However, what I'm seeing continuously is this move that we keep buying in on to not use money, right? I mean, for convenience, people use a debit card, they'll use a credit card. Now, I'll tell you, I'm just as bad as others. I don't carry cash. I just, you know, I don't have a debit card. I'll just use a credit card if I'm going someplace. But the problem is, the more that we do that, we're playing into their hand in terms of those who want to control the information that we get. So, no, I can't give you great information, but I'll look into it, Frank, and if I learn anything else, I'll let you know. So thanks for calling in, 901-260-5926. I mean, there is something that they're doing for corporations and LLCs and small businesses where you have to file this form with the federal government to disclose the individuals who are principals with the group. And that includes a driver's license or a passport. And this is something that it's not that they snuck it through, but there had been challenges. And if you have a small business before the beginning of the year, you've got to file this with the federal government. So check with your lawyer, your tax advisor, your business consultant, whoever it is, because you very well could have to file one of these forms. I have an LLC, a limited liability company, that I do my radio projects through, and I had to file one. And it's an overreach, because why does the federal government need to know who's involved in my business? Because it's organized by the states. right? My state controls my business form. And this is just a way for them to get more information and potentially tap into accounts. Now, before the top of the hour, I want Dylan to play this cut that Grace flagged for us. I've not heard it. I just can't believe what it says that I might hear. So go ahead, sir.
From John Kelly's words, that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, who in fact vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas. Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable.
Oh, yes, he's unhinged and he's unstable, but you're the one who cackles like you belong. Well, yeah, okay. So basically, and this has to do with what statements made or an op-ed in the New York Times by John Kelly, who did not survive the term as chief of staff. This, to me, is in essence what the October surprise is going to be. All of these former officials just taking little chippy shots at the boss. And Carville started this, and it's tied to the Madison Square Garden rally, and you keep hearing Trump equals Hitler, Trump equals Hitler. Here's all I can tell you. How panicked do they have to be to play the Hitler card this close to an election? 2 hours down, one to go. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. Come on back. One more hour of the Todd Starn Show straight ahead.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements. Changing the world one life at a time.
I love the product because I'm already here at almost 80 knocking on my door. When I started taking Balance of Nature, I'm telling you, it wasn't a month after that, maybe 2 months after that, I started really feeling the difference.
I love Balance of Nature. I will take it to the day I die. It's wonderful. I feel so much better. I'm telling everybody about it. And I just feel better. I mean, it's just amazing how much better I feel on this stuff. I got excited about the product because I started feeling better. They asked me, does it work? I said, yes, it works. You got to try it. It will work.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever you're listening across this, the greatest nation God ever blessed, welcome to Hour 3 of a Wednesday edition of the Todd Starnes Show, coast to coast on more than 150 outstanding radio stations and streaming live, among other places, at toddstarnes.com. Hello, fellow patriots. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today as he takes a day to recharge the batteries and get ready for the home stretch before Election Day. 13 days away. I'm coming to you from my home base, the Liberty University studio at News Talk 1540 KXEL in Cedar Rapids in Waterloo, Iowa, the free state of Iowa. Thank you very much. 50,000 watt blowtorch scorching the heartland with accurate news and reasonable views. And it's always a privilege to speak with you, Starnes Nation. 901-260-5926. Plenty of time in this half hour to take your calls. Coming up just after the bottom of the hour, this is going to be fun. Kiefer Thompson will join us. He and his wife Shauna, of course, the country duo Thompson Square. And they have a new song out called Make America Great Again. And you're going to hear a bit of the song and hear from Kiefer Thompson of Thompson Square. That's coming up in just about a half hour as we continue on this Wednesday. Again, 901-260-5926. And that is the number to join the conversation. Now, just before the top of the hour, and some of you folks might have even heard this because it was just coming out this hour. You might have heard it on your news that you just heard on your excellent Todd Starnes affiliate at the top of the hour, but Kamala Harris reading a prepared speech that looks like a hostage video. And Dylan, I'm going to ask you to replay that here in a moment just for those who missed it. These are the words of the woman who is the current vice president, who wants to get a promotion and be leader of the free world. And at this time when people are paying the closest attention, is she talking about how she's going to make things better for citizens in terms of lower taxes, in terms of security at the border, in terms of anything that has to do with what she can do for us? That's the closing argument, right? Let me tell you what I will do in office. Not Kamala Harris. Listen.
From John Kelly's words, that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, who in fact vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas. Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable.
Now, here's the problem, other than the fact that I'm not sure there's anything accurate in that sentence other than that the former chief of staff, General John Kelly, wrote an op-ed or gave quotes or something to the New York Times. That part apparently is accurate. Everything else we can take issue with. But here's the thing. This is her argument. Think right now, Starnes Nation, what's the most recent image you have in your mind of Donald Trump? Don't think too hard. Just immediately when I say Trump campaigning, what comes to your mind? It's McDonald's. It's where he shows up and works the fry line. You can tell I've never worked there, so I have as much experience at McDonald's as Kamala Harris. But whatever it is, you make the fries. And they're darn tasty fries at McDonald's as well, right? And then he works the drive-thru. The interactions with people. The genuineness of asking questions about how do you do this. I mean, most politicians, let's face it, most politicians would have put on the apron and stood back and said, well, now, you show me how you do that, young man. And then they might scoop a few fries in a box. And that's it. Trump's asking questions. He insists on being hands-on. He's then going to work the drive-thru. Now, I don't care if it is a staged photo op with people who are friendly to Trump. First of all, it has to be staged because of security. They've tried to kill him twice that we know of in the last few months. And everything a politician does is staged. Look at Kamala Harris with that restaurant. Kick out the paying customers. Load the place up with my people for a photo op. That was still uncomfortable. So here's Trump, and he's connecting with these people, the people coming through the drive-thru. They're genuinely, oh, my God, this is him. And he leans out the drive-thru and waves. Could there be, and again, I don't care if it's staged. It was brilliantly staged. That's the connection with people that Kamala Harris has never had as a politician. She's not good at it. And apparently she's not good at keeping a staff, if you believe just simply the personnel records. But let's go back to this point. She's warning you about this threat to the world. Really? The guy who now picks up a grandchild at a rally and they call him grandpa and tug on the MAGA hat and say hello to the crowd? That doesn't look like Hitler. The guy working at McDonald's, the guy handing a birthday present to a child with a disease who had written a note. I mean, all these things that we don't see enough of it because he does it all the time, apparently. How does Kamala Harris's words, how do those words square with the vision that people are seeing? See, if you tell me that it's raining, and I look out the window and I see sunshine, your words don't match my vision, what I see. She's going on and dropping the Hitler card. And again, as I said just before the top of the hour, How desperate are they to resort to Hitler? I mean, you basically have nothing else. What's going to be worse than comparing your opponent to Adolf Hitler? But that's not the image that people see. Even Democrats have to acknowledge, if there's an honest one out there, the McDonald's thing was brilliant. You have to acknowledge that the guy who gets shot, and I don't care if it was, you know, it hit the tip of his ear. It was aiming for his head. Others died and were seriously injured. Only through providence did he escape with a minor wound. They're still shooting at him. And yet, what was his reaction? Let the crowd know he was okay and tell them to keep up the fight. So the images that America sees don't match the distasteful rhetoric, the angry rhetoric of this joyful candidate and this joyful left. Have you noticed, if you can stomach to hear anything that Barry or Kamala are saying out there in the campaign trail, the veins are popping out in the side of their heads and they're yelling and they're angry and they're waving their arms. Who's more unhinged? I heard Obama the other day. Who's more unhinged? Obama, Harris, or Trump? Trump seems to be in a zone right now. If the best the Democrat closing argument is orange man bad, you need to hate him. I don't think that's where we're gonna wind up coming home on election day. Her closing argument is to get people to vote against him. And there was a study that I saw, I think even in Politico yesterday, that said the bulk of Harris voters are anti-Trump voters. You could have put Biden there. You could put an empty chair there. Heck, I'd have voted for the empty chair before I'd vote for Kamala Harris, but that's a whole different conversation. They're voting not for her. They're voting against him. If you're not positively for something, you're more easily dissuaded and removed from the path. In other words, these folks who want to vote for Trump, fervently want to vote for Trump, they're going to show up. But if you're voting for Harris simply because you hate Trump, and then you see Trump on TV at a McDonald's, you see Trump with his grandchildren, you see something else, or maybe you hear Harris talk and lecture you and yell, maybe you're not as inclined to show up. I'm just simply saying it is better to be for something or have constituents who are for something as opposed to negative, as opposed to against. So if the best argument she has is vote against Trump, I just happen to be the beneficiary, that proves just how shallow and devoid of a good record that whole campaign is. And if they cannot articulate what they will do in office other than I'm not him, they don't deserve your vote. They don't deserve your support. 901-260-5926 is how you can join the conversation. We'll take your calls in the next segment, and we'll also talk, if we have time, about where the real joy is this election. All that and more coming up. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. We're in the Liberty University studio, and this is the Todd Starn Show.
Is the Chicken Big Mac still a Big Mac? It's got two chicken patties, the pickles, the lettuce, ooh, the cheese, the sesame seed bun, and it's got the sauce. It's not a Big Mac. Get it while you can. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show from the Liberty University studio. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd on this Wednesday. 901-260-5926 is how you can join this coast-to-coast conversation. Kiefer Thompson of Thompson Square joins us just after the bottom of the hour. And during the break, I was listening to their great new song, Make America Great Again. Get it wherever you get music these days. You can see it on the YouTube or other places. Kiefer Thompson at the bottom of the hour in your calls between now and then. So in the last segment, we were talking about this horrible figure, Donald Trump, or you might as well just call him Hitler, because that's what he is, according to the Democrat closing argument. I want to read something to you now, and this is from a recent speech that was given. And I'll just read it. We'll see if you recognize it. It reads as follows. You have been told to lower your expectations and to accept less for your families. I am here tonight with the opposite message. Your expectations are not big enough. They're not big enough. It is time to start expecting and demanding the best leadership in the world. Leadership that is bold, dynamic, relentless, and fearless. We can do that. We are Americans. Ambition is our heritage. Greatness is our birthright. But as long as our energies are spent fighting each other, our destiny will remain out of reach. And that's not acceptable. We must instead take that energy and use it to realize our country's true potential and write our own thrilling chapter of the American story. We can do it together. We will unite. We are going to come together, and success will bring us together. That is just a collection of four paragraphs from Donald Trump's acceptance speech of the Republican nomination this year in Milwaukee. It was sort of near the end of the speech, and so a lot of people sort of missed it because there were so many other important concepts that were mentioned that night, including him telling publicly for the first time the story of the assassination attempt, the first assassination attempt. But here's what's interesting. That is the game plan. We are going to maximize our expectations and our individual abilities. Now, I thought of that speech and that portion of the speech when I heard that there were news stories talking about this new normal that we need to be used to. You know, the American dream, well, maybe it's not having a house. Maybe it's having an apartment in a big, densely populated city. That's because those who are crafting policy for this administration can only conceive of big, blue, Democrat-controlled cities on the coast. They don't know the heartland, and heartland is not just geographic. They don't know what real Americans are about. I had a guest on my program in Iowa on KXEL radio earlier in the week talk about that as long as there are good people in the heart of America, and again, it's not just geographic, we'll still be okay. Because there are still good, God-fearing people throughout this country that know that the real spirit of America is not in our big cities. And my guess is that if you're told, you, a listener to this program, if you're told, now you just need to scale back your expectations, you're going to tell them to stuff it. Politely, of course. Please stuff it. But the bottom line is, we are Americans. We aspire to greatness. We have it within us. And we don't cotton to people who think they know better than us, telling us that we need to scale back our expectations so that everybody can have a lower standard of living. Those four paragraphs of the Trump acceptance speech in Milwaukee, that's the challenge to America. Your expectations are not big enough, as opposed to the elites telling you, oh, you need to scale back your expectations, and we need to have equity, and we need to treat everyone, make sure everyone has the same, never mind if they're legally here or illegally here, never mind if they intend to work or not. No, no, everybody the same. No, that's not America. That's their vision for a new country. And if they want to go have that country, go somewhere else. Leave this one alone. This one's done pretty well for just about 250 years. Based on American exceptionalism and based upon individualism. Based upon fine. If I need a helping hand, that's one thing, but don't even mess around with a handout. We don't need a handout. Just a quick little hand up, if even that. Government, just stay out of my way. Just stay out of the way so that I can be the best I can be. But when what's being preached from on high is that you need to scale back your expectations, you need to be less than you can be, that's their message. Trump is Hitler, and you need to scale back so that those with less can be elevated up. That's not a successful strategy. I don't even think you're going to win an election. But it's sure not a strategy for the next 250 years of this country. There are so many predicting the end of America. Some of this becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So how about we not look forward to the end of America and we look at how to, again, make America great again? It's all the things that we've done forever. It's just a matter of remembering that. Kiefer Thompson of Thompson Square will talk about their new song, Make America Great Again, when we come back from the break. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd. We are in the Liberty University studio, and we'll have time for your calls for the end of the hour as well at 901-260-5926. Thanks for listening to the Todd Stern Show.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/audio. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/audio.
Let's make America great again.
Welcome back to the Liberty University studio and the Todd Stern Show. Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. 901-260-5926. That's how you can reach us for this coast-to-coast conversation. And the music that we had coming back into this segment is the brand new song produced by Thompson Square, that country duo that we've enjoyed. I mean, they've been on the national scene some 15 years. I think they were on the Opry stage last night, if I'm reading the social media correctly. The song is called Make America Great Again. It was released about 2 weeks ago, and you can get it wherever you get your music these days. I just took a look at the YouTube, and of course, the website for the group is thompsonsquare.com. Joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, one half of Thompson Square, Kiefer Thompson. Mr. Thompson, Jeff Stein filling in for Todd Starnes. How are you, sir?
How are you, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, about a year ago here at my radio station in Iowa, we were given the opportunity to get some winners to call in, some listeners to win tickets to your Christmas show at a nearby casino. And let me tell you, the photos we got back from those listeners, they enjoyed it tremendously. And so we know folks who listen to this program are well familiar with your music. But tell us about this song, Make America Great Again. How'd that come about?
Man, we were down in Orange Beach, Alabama, sitting on the back porch, and you know, we were talking about the condition of the country and where we're at, and you know, we've always been told as an entertainer and someone who has a big platform to keep your mouth shut and don't bring politics into anything and to speak out and all that stuff. And you know, I just keep seeing everything from the left. Just they can kind of, they just keep doing things and saying things, and it just it frustrated us to no end, because it seemed like if you're conservative, if you speak out, you're ostracized. And you know, to be honest with you, I had a conversation with my son about patriotism and all these things, and he's very very patriotic kid. He's 8 years old. Hmm. Loves the military, studies the military. We got some friends in the upper ranks in the military, and So he's very, it's very near and dear to him as it is us, because my father served in the U.S. Army, and my wife's father was in the U.S. Army as a helicopter mechanic in Vietnam, and he passed away from complications from Agent Orange.
Mm.
And, you know, we, you know, obviously we've supported Trump in 16, and we've got to meet the man a few times at the Christmas tree lighting at the White House a few years back, and in another event. And, you know, just sometimes songs just kind of come out of nowhere, you know, and this particular song kind of wrote itself. You know, I love the mantra, Make America Great Again, even if it wasn't Trump's slogan or his mantra. I love the slogan, and I love the message that it says just within itself. And so we just kind of started talking about, you know, the things of the past and, you know, kind of reminiscing about the good old days, as we all do. And it's always better back then than it is now, no matter what generation you're in, right?
Sure.
You know, it's just the way. My dad's 89. It's like, well, it's not the same as it used to be.
Yeah.
Like, well, you had about three used to be's, you know, at 89 years old. And you know, we just started writing, you know, and you know, talking about the song talks about all the men and women who fought and died for our country, and you know, I remember being in school and saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I remember praying in school without any sort of backlash. Praying at football games, saying the pledge before football games on Friday night. And it was just, to me, it was just a slice of Americana. You know, it's what our country was founded on, the principles, the tradition, the history, and just all those things that made us proud to be Americans, you know, and that's fallen by the wayside with millions and millions of Americans, and it's just disgusting to me. And more than that, it's just disappointing, and it's very, very sad. That we live in a time period where the flag represents racism, and the flag represents, you know, white nationalism, and the flag represents all these bad things. You know, it's intimidating to people. It triggers people. Everybody's got a stinking trigger now. You know, and you know, against our better judgment of putting it out, you know, we wrote it. I went and demoed it. We were fortunate enough to play a Trump rally in Illinois. And a fellow named Gary Rabe, and we did a show for him out there, and we did it great again, and the crowd went berserk. And so we were like, well, we may have something here. And the thing of it is, it's, you know, when we put this out the first time, it was just me, and I got excited about it. And they was like, hey, can we make this bigger? Can we put our, you know, get some collaborative artists on there? You know, make it kind of a bigger thing, shoot a video and all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, man, you know. So I went back in the studio, produced a much bigger version of it, got John Rich, Jared Neiman, and Gretchen Wilson to collaborate on it. Sean is on there as well. And, you know, we shot the video of the studio footage, and we parlayed that with a lot of American images from the past and the present. And, you know, I think the video came out really, really great. Very, very proud of this, you know, and I will say that we've gotten a tremendous amount of backlash on social media. A lot of brave souls calling us, you know, we're supporting a rapist and a convicted killer and a convict and all that. I'm just, you know, and you just can't reason with these people. And I feel sorry for them, you know, and all of my responses have been very, very poised and very peaceful and very, you know, concerned. And, you know, I just feel like we're on the right side of this thing. I feel proud to be an American. I feel proud to be able to have the freedom to write a song like this and record it, put it out, see what happens. And the response has been really overwhelming, and it just continues to grow. And it looks like we're looking at a rally in November 4th. And there might be some other opportunities as well. But, you know, I have a lot of people that believe in this song and this project and are doing a lot of work to try to get it to get legs.
We're speaking with Kiefer Thompson. He and his wife Shauna, of course, make up Thompson Square. The new song "Make America Great Again," along with some of their great friends. And to your point, this video, and I'm sitting in a radio control room, and so sometimes I can't hear the things. I can only see it on the screen. If I hadn't heard the song, the images, as you note, are just so powerful of what's good about our country, some terrible things, yes, but how we've recovered from them. And I found it interesting. The video begins with Mr. Trump, I believe at the inauguration in 2017, and it closes with John Kennedy. And somewhere along the way, you know, we've lost our way to where people could not conceive of having those two in the same, in this case, video. But truly, that speaks to what's wrong with America, the fact that we're stunned that you might pick someone from each side, if you will.
Well, we've heard that, you know, Jeff, and like, you know, you got John F. Kennedy in there, you got Martin Luther King. I was like, listen, guys, you know, this song, and we had a second video coming out. It's just it's interviews with the artist, and it's just the studio footage, and it'll come out this week. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, this truly, you know, I'm not afraid to tell you, I'm a registered Democrat. I have been since I was 18 years old. I haven't voted Democrat in quite some time because the party that I signed up for has completely flip-flop and changed, and I don't agree with almost everything that they stand for now, you know, and my whole family's Democrat, except for my late grandmother, who's a Republican, and she, it was always a heated discussion between the two of us, politics. But you know, John F. Kennedy was a great American. I think he was a great American hero. I think Martin Luther King was a great American hero. You know, and this isn't about black and white. It's not about left and right. It's not about Republican and Democrat. It's about freedom. You know, it's about freedom of speech and being able to voice your opinion and not worry about retribution. You know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, celebrities should stay out of this, I hear, and all these things. I'm like, listen, I just happen to be a country artist. You know, if I wasn't a country artist and didn't have a big platform, I would still say the same things. What's so happening? When I post something or I say something, it reaches more people than most people that put stuff out there. And, you know, for me to just stay silent, I just can't do it. I just can't do it anymore. You know, it's not that I don't care, but it's like, you know, if you're going to complain about the grand condition and not try to do something about it, then you don't have any really stance to complain about it, you know, and that's kind of how this whole thing came about, you know. And you know,
but that's the whole thing. And I'll just interrupt because you said something that I thought was very important. You're speaking out and you say, well, it's not like I don't care about what happens. It's because you do care so darn much and you see what we're losing. How could you stay silent? I mean, you can't be true to yourself and your family and your son that you're trying to raise the right way if you don't speak up.
I know, man, and that's really it, you know, and I don't want to look at him and we lose this election, and not that this song is going to sway the election, but I don't want to look at him. I can't look at him and say, you know, well, you know, just we don't have any control. We're supposed to stay silent because we're entertainers or whatever. And, you know, I want him to be proud of me. I want him to be proud of Shauna and what we stand for. You know, and we're teaching him. I mean, this kid is versed in the Bible. This kid is he knows the Pledge of Allegiance inside and out. You know, we went to a restaurant recently and it had a sign that said, "Kids, if you can recite the Pledge of Allegiance, you get a free ice cream." Well, he got excited and he stood up in front of the whole restaurant and saluted the flag and did the Pledge of Allegiance and got free ice cream. You know, and he got it was a standing ovation. You know. Because as parents, I don't think a lot of parents these days are teaching their kids that stuff, and they learn that stuff at home. It starts at home. It doesn't start in school, and you can't trust the school system hardly anymore. You know, Shauna showed me a thing the other day where a parent had typed out a letter to the school, saying, "I don't want my kid saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't want him standing up. I don't want him putting his hand over his heart or anything." You know, and I'm like, what kind of world are we in to where the country that's given us everything, you can't pledge allegiance to, you know? And from the border crisis to the North Carolina and everything else, you know, it's everything is being mishandled. Everything is completely upside down. And, you know, they keep throwing out these terms of xenophobic and all these different things, fascism and all. And I don't think they really truly know what these words mean. You know, you call it an insurrection. We don't know what an insurrection is. You know what I mean? I mean, it baffles the mind, you know, and I can't imagine anybody, voting for Kamala based upon her history and who she is as a person. I think the people will vote for Kamala because they hate Donald Trump so much. And I understand that his mouth gets him in a lot of trouble. I don't like a lot of things that he says. I just put my hand over my face sometimes and go, why would you say something like that, man? just be presidential and cool and coast, you know?
Yeah.
I think he would have easily won the 2020 election if he'd done more of that, you know? But they keep bringing stuff up that he did even before he was president, you know? And they just keep harping on the same things. And, you know, I was like, well, in this country, you know, anybody can accuse somebody of something, but how this thing works is if, you know, he was never convicted of any criminal act. You know, all these things that got him in trouble and they went after him for, all those things were civil, you know, and he was never convicted of rape. They debunked that whole thing, but they got in their head that he did it and they're not going to let it go. And that's kind of what they're standing on, you know, and all the interviews that I see with Charlie Kirk and everybody else, talking to people who want to support Kamala, you know, he asks them the same question every time. What's your greatest accomplishment as vice president? And none of them can say anything because she hasn't accomplished anything. It's only been destruction. And when they asked her, what would you do different than Joe Biden? She said, I can't think of the thing, you know. And this guy's saying, I'm the greatest president that's ever lived. I did more in 40 days than Trump did, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, they just say words. You know, and that's how I can describe it. They just say words and people believe them. We have a great economy. It's really coming back after, you know, we've created all these jobs and they throw out these crazy numbers and none of them check out.
No.
You know, and they're telling me, well, Donald Trump couldn't pass one fact check. And I'm like, man, Donald was bad just about, you know, and time tells.
That
time
does.
Will tell. You know, time reveals everything. And, you know, now they're saying with 40 states have done audits for all of the election process in 2020, saying that, you know, there's, you know, millions of votes that were wrong, that were cast wrong, that were flipped or whatever else. They had all these problems. You know, I was like, well, if you've discovered that and he lost the election by 42,000 votes or whatever it was, what are we doing about it? You know,
that's it.
It seems like nothing is done about it. It's like, who is, you know, it's not like that have the power to check balances and stuff like that. What's being done? I mean, I think the man should be reinstated immediately, you know, and if you find guilt, and he talks about all that stuff, you know, the election was rigged, rigged, and come to find out it was, you know, and they just won't, oh, no, it was fair, it was fair. Well, I don't think we've ever had a fair election. I think that someone's always cheating to try to win. It's a contest, you know, they're politicians.
Well, the best thing is to win it this time. And I'm up against a break, Kiefer Thompson, and I'm sorry to have to cut you off like that, but we got to pay the bills on this end. I hope you and Shauna have just a wonderful fall and keep raising those kids right. And the song is Make America Great Again. Where should people go to find it? What's the best place? I saw it on YouTube, but where can we go?
Handles have all that kind of stuff. ThompsonSquare.com is a good place. But, yeah, YouTube has the Make America Great video. Spotify, iTunes, and I just encourage you guys, if you're out there, you're conservative, you want to support the cause that we're trying to do, go buy the song, stream it, share it with your friends, and word out. I mean, you might not think you can make a big difference, but you truly can make a big difference, because if we can get this thing up the charts and get a lot of eyeballs on this thing, I think it could do a lot of good.
Absolutely. That's Kiefer Thompson. Thank you, sir. Thanks for being a great American patriot. Make America Great Again is the song. Go get it wherever you get your good music these days. And Kiefer Thompson joined us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Final segment in a moment. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show. You know, you may have heard that a large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. Well, that's their loss. And it's your gain, because for the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices. $14.88 is all, but it gets even better, because for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering the entire classic collection at wholesale prices. You can get a queen-size MyPillow for just $18.88, upgrade to a king for only a dollar more. Body pillows, $29.88. Multi-use MyPillows, only $9.88. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506 to take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever, free shipping on orders of more than $75. Never been this low before. Limited quantities. Limit is 10. And once they're gone, they're gone. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88. That is the lowest price ever. Thanks so much to Cassie for handling the phones. Dylan at the controls of the mighty Wurlitzer. Grace for lining up the guests for the program today. And Mr. Starnes, get the battery recharged, because we're on the home stretch now, friends. This is Jeff Stein filling in for Todd today. Thanks so much to you, especially, for making the program possible. It's a privilege as always. Now go vote, America. Jeff Stein in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.